Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good morning, y'all. You know, I was thinking about you guys. If you're up, you know, those who ride with me starting at this time in the morning, you're as dead tired midday as I am, aren't you? This is not a natural time to, especially if you're going home at this time, sleep pattern wise. So I wanted to let you know, yeah, I'm as tired as you are. If you are up and awake and already well undergoing your day at this time. Now, if you're just getting ready to go to work, get the kids off, that's pretty normal time. But yeah, those of you who've been up for hours at this point, like I have, I feel your pain. All right, folks, they dragged the corpse, the crypt keeper. They dragged him out, the Democrats did, to talk about how the end is coming and all. Joe Biden warns of dark days under Trump. Dark days. As we fight for what's left of free speech, he appeared with the long-suffering Jimmy Kimmel. Do you know what Jimmy went through? Poor Jimmy. Yeah, Jimmy made fun of a guy who got assassinated. And like, you know, I mean, if you went into work and did that, would you have a job? You did that online and it went viral. Would you have a job? No. Well, poor Jimmy didn't have a job for 2 days. See, he would have perma not had a job, but he's a Democrat, has Democrat privilege. And he lied, said the shooter was MAGA. It wasn't. That had been very well acknowledged, including by liberal media by that point. And Jimmy thought he had a right to a job because he's a Democrat. Never mind, he's a Democrat who's lost half his audience since January. Now is pre-Kirk. But somehow, some way, some guy on the FCC saying, you know, this is so obnoxious, ABC should lose their license. FCC Commissioner Brandon Carr, that was a dumb thing to say. I get it, but he wasn't going to lose it. Like, Brandon Carr can't take his license. In fact, it's almost impossible to lose a license. And Democrats know. So for 2 days, Sinclair benched him. And by the way, remember the executives even came out and said, no, we didn't do that because of Brandon Carr. We did it because Kimmel is obnoxious. But this is a free speech atrocity, you see. We are in dark days. And Biden called for us to stand with late night TV host and continue to shine a light on free speech, which he says is going to go out. Is this a joke? Is this a joke? Like, if I was a Democrat, right, the last person on earth that I think I'd bring out to talk about free speech would be the Crypt Keeper. But here he is. You could barely make out what he's saying.
Friends, I can't sugarcoat any of this. These are dark days. But we're one of the only countries in the world that time and again has come out of every crisis we face stronger.
He's with Kimmel, who you will note is on television doing a show, not facing prison. Let's go back and review what dark days are like under Joe Biden for free speech, shall we? Let's start with Mark Zuckerberg talking about the fear of, you know, maybe being thrown in jail for allowing free speech, but worse yet, the saying of true things. Let's remind ourselves what life was like under the Crypt Keeper. For him to come out now and talk free speech, dark days, are you kidding me? Dark days? This is dark days. This is Mark Zuckerberg. Come on. This is, as of yesterday, the second richest man in the world. No, I'm sorry. He's the third. He's the third richest man in the world. And even he is in fear of the dictatorship of Joe Biden.
Basically, these people from the Biden administration would call up our team and like scream at them and curse. It just got to this point where we were like, no, we're not gonna take down things that are true. That's ridiculous.
Okay, but you did. You didn't take down things that were true. He confessed to Joe Rogan only after Trump was elected and he felt safe. Why did you ultimately, you did take down things that were true, though? What were you afraid of under Biden, Mark Zuckerberg? Tell us again, what was it?
We just said, no, we're not going to take down humor and satire. Uh-huh. We're not going to take down things that are true. And
hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. Then, like, all these different agencies and branches of government basically just, like, started investigating coming after our company. It was brutal.
I see. Sounds like political persecution. Sounds like kangaroo court stuff. But the Crypt Keeper says, because Jimmy Kimmel lied and mocked a man who was assassinated and then didn't appear for 2 days on TV, that is the worst free speech atrocity we have ever seen. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But, you know, unless you think it's just Zuckerberg they were threatening to jail. Unless you think that. What was it like for, I don't know, Elon Musk for merely allowing both sides on Twitter?
Well, X is, I think, the one place where you can find out the truth.
Yes.
And
the only place.
Yeah.
So how much pressure, to the extent you can say, has there been on you to shut it down or to censor it?
Well, I mean, apart from the multiple Democrats saying that I should go, they want to put me in jail, take away all government contracts from my companies, nationalize my companies, deport me as an illegal, and have me arrested because I'm apparently Putin's best friend. Nothing besides those things.
Okay, cool. How about this editorial from the Wall Street Journal in 2023 where they couldn't even take it anymore? When the DOJ failed to put Elon Musk in prison on the first set of charges as punishment for allowing free speech, but vowed publicly and openly, not even hiding it, they would win next time. They would put him in prison on what they hadn't figured out yet, but they were going to find some charges. You know, like Stalin, show me the man, I'll find you the charges. Those weren't dark days, Crypt Keeper? Because they seem pretty dark to me. When people who merely allow free speech, like on X, have to go into a presidential election night wondering if they'll go to prison. Dark days, you know, like that.
If he loses, man, what?
You're f***ed, dude.
I'm f***ed. If he loses,
yeah, he is.
It does seem that way. You can't just be like, just be like, yo, I.
Yeah, I'm like, how long do you think my prison sentence is going to be? Do you think? Well, I see my children, I don't know.
Because it's not like you can say, well, yeah, I maxed out to him, but, you know, I get. You
were I have no plausible deniability.
No,
and I've been trashing Kamala nonstop.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he did. We just openly talk about, you got on our side, we go to prison if they win. We're just going to go to prison. Those are dark days. They're over, thank God. Or how about this one? See, I remember all the way back to 2022. Department of Homeland Security shuts down disinformation board. Why? Because it turned out the woman who was going to lead it had promoted the idea that Hunter Biden's laptop was fake. and Russia collusion was real, and she was going to be the chief censor under Joe Biden. Dark days indeed. But tell me again about Jimmy Kimmel's suffering. I'd love to hear it one more time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.